Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Module 7, the Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, and Sales Comprehensive Overview. The Uniform Commercial Code, UCC, represents a critical area of law that governs commercial transactions in the United States. Its influence extends across various aspects of commerce, particularly in the sale of goods. This module provides an in-depth exploration of the UCC, focusing on its scope, the formation of sales contracts, performance obligations, warranties, and remedies in sales contracts. This knowledge is vital for passing the bar exam and for practical legal application in commercial law. 1. Scope and applicability of the UCC. Purpose: the UCC aims to harmonize the law of commercial transactions across all states, making commerce more predictable and efficient. Applicability: it primarily applies to transactions in goods, which are movable items at the time of the sale. Services, real estate, and intangible assets like stocks and bonds fall outside its purview. Goods versus services: the UCC applies when a transaction predominantly involves the sale of goods. In mixed contracts, goods and services, the UCC applies if the goods aspect is dominant, based on the predominant factor test. 2. Formation of sales contracts under UCC. Flexibility in formation. The UCC allows for greater flexibility in contract formation than common law. A valid contract can exist even without precisely matching offer and acceptance, and even if some terms are left open. The battle of the forms. Under UCC Section 2 to 207, when businesses exchange standardized forms, offer and acceptance, with differing terms, a contract is still formed. The UCC provides rules for which terms become part of the contract, aiming to respect the party's intentions while minimizing disputes. 3. Performance obligations in sales. Delivery: the seller must make the goods available to the buyer as specified in the contract. If unspecified, delivery is at the seller's place of business. Risk of loss: determines who suffers the loss if goods are damaged or destroyed before delivery. The UCC specifies when risk of loss passes from the seller to the buyer, depending on the terms, for example, FOB shipping point, FOB destination. Title issues: title passes when the parties intended to pass, based on their agreement or in absence of such, under UCC rules which often tie title passage to the delivery or transfer of possession. 4. Warranties under UCC. Express warranties, created by the seller's affirmative statements, descriptions, or samples that the goods will meet certain standards. Implied warranties, automatically apply in most sales unless explicitly disclaimed. Warranty of merchantability, implies that goods are fit for their ordinary purpose and are of average, fair quality. Warranty of fitness for a particular purpose, applies when a seller knows the buyer's specific intended use for the goods and the buyer relies on the seller's expertise to select suitable goods. 5. Remedies in sales contracts. Buyer's remedies include the right to cover, obtain substitute goods, seek damages for non-delivery, reject non-conforming goods, or demand specific performance in certain cases. Seller's remedies include the right to withhold delivery, stop delivery of goods in transit, resell the goods and recover damages, or cancel the contract. Understanding UCC's impact. The UCC simplifies commercial transactions and offers a uniform framework that benefits both buyers and sellers by reducing the costs and complexities associated with doing business across state lines. Its provisions on contract formation, performance, and remedies address the unique needs of commercial transactions, differing significantly from common law in several respects. For example, the UCC's approach to the battle of the forms and its rules on warranties and remedies reflect the realities of modern commerce, where transactions often occur rapidly and without the formal exchange of detailed contract terms. Legal professionals must grasp the nuances of the UCC to navigate commercial disputes effectively. Understanding the UCC's scope, the intricacies of contract formation and performance under it, and the specific remedies it provides is crucial for advising clients, drafting contracts, and litigating disputes in the commercial realm. As you continue your studies, consider the UCC's role in facilitating commerce and how its provisions reflect broader principles of fairness, efficiency, and predictability in the market. The UCC's influence extends beyond theoretical legal constructs, affecting everyday business practices and the economic landscape at large. This exploration of the UCC underscores the importance of commercial law in the legal profession. Mastery of the UCC is essential for any attorney practicing in areas related to business, contracts, or commercial transactions, providing a foundation for resolving complex legal issues in the commercial sector.